It's personal. This spiritual relation can be established only by the exercise of personal faith. This faith must express on our part supreme preference, perfect reliance, entire consecration. Our will must be wholly yielded to the divine will, our feelings, desires, interests, and honor identified with the prosperity of Christ's kingdom and the honor of his cause, we constantly receiving grace from him, and Christ accepting gratitude from us. When this intimacy of connection and communion is formed, our sins are laid upon Christ, his righteousness is imputed to us. He was made sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We have access to God through him, we are accepted in the Beloved. It was when Christ was about to take leave of his disciples that he gave them the beautiful emblem of his relation to believers. He had been presenting before them the close union with himself by which they could maintain spiritual life when his visible presence was withdrawn. To impress it upon their minds, he gave them the vine as its most striking and appropriate symbol. All Christ's followers have as deep an interest in this lesson as had the disciples who listened to his words. In the apostasy, man alienated himself from God. The separation is wide and fearful, but Christ has made provision again to connect us with himself. The power of evil is so identified with human nature that no man can overcome except by union with Christ. Through this union we receive moral and spiritual power. If we have the Spirit of Christ, we shall bring forth the fruit of righteousness, fruit that will honor and bless men, and glorify God. The Father is the vine dresser. He skillfully and mercifully prunes every fruit-bearing branch. Those who share Christ's suffering and reproach now will share his glory hereafter. He is not ashamed to call them brethren. His angels minister to them. His second appearing will be as the Son of Man, thus even in his glory identifying himself with humanity. To those who have united themselves to him, he declares, "Though a mother may forget her child, yet will not I forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thou art continually before me."